Yeah, if you find you constantly telling yourself it's not that bad, it really is. She fell in love at such a young age, just a kid. He won her over with his sensitive ways, but gradually he started to switch up and change. Coming home, unleashing all of his aggression and rage. The neighbors keep calling the cops, but she just sent them away, like each and every time. She says she love him regardless, but still her tears won't end. It's nothing that having a kid won't end. Abusing her for years on end, she think that she need him. Told her she ain't shit for so long, she start to believe him. Terrified she can't leave him, that's that mental manipulation. She don't see a way out, it's just no end to this situation. She don't know what to do, and no one else got a clue. But if you have a child, just know this shit's affecting him too. So realize you need to gather every inch of your strength and leave for your son's sake. Reach for the sun's rays like sky's the limit. The chosen one's supposed to struggle, baby. God isn't finished. And so I pray for you and people that deal with evil and need to cope. I pray for everyone everywhere that's in need of hope. And every time I feel there's nothing left in my life to go wrong, when it rains, it pours, and it goes, and it goes, and it goes on. And every time I feel there's nothing left in my life to go wrong, tell myself to hold on, like, hold on, pain ends. Hold on, pain ends. Just hold on, pain ends. If it doesn't kill you, it's only making you strong. So I'm saying, hold on, pain ends. Hold on, pain ends. Just hold on, pain ends. If it doesn't kill you, it's only making you strong. So I'm saying, yeah. I used to think that suicide's for the weak and the selfish, yeah. I used to think depression's not a disease in itself, cause I used to underestimate the darkness in the mind of a person that's burning with self-hatred and feeling helpless. I knew this girl that had witnessed the closest friend get murdered over nothing by your boyfriend. It don't make sense. She was only 16, gave up on all her big dreams, living a life with no hope. Her only hope's that it ends. So now she traumatized in her mind and constantly feels she's stuck in chains, yeah. So all she do is just look for something to numb the pain. And you can tell by the needle marks all up on her arms. She gradually graduated to letting go of God. Her father found out, but it seems like he don't give a shit. It's really been some years now when he's starting to get sick of it. They say his daughter is a fucking junkie. Face it, at night he tries escaping reality till he's wasted. So now her mother took a second job, never off, working late. Every day the addiction is getting strong, cause she gives her own daughter the money to go buy the heroin, just so she won't be out in these streets selling the body or selling the soul. But she enables her in spite though, trapped in this vicious cycle. That's the devil's disciple. They hate it when I talk about him, but I love him, cause the mother was my auntie, the addict's my little cousin. True story. And every time I feel there's nothing left in my life to go wrong, when it rains, it pours, and it goes, and it goes, and it goes on. And every time I feel there's nothing left in my life to go wrong, I tell myself to hold on, like, hold on, pain ends. Hold on, pain ends. Just hold on, pain ends. If it doesn't kill you, it's only making you strong. So I'm saying, hold on, pain ends. Hold on, pain ends. Just hold on, pain ends. If it doesn't kill you, it's only making you strong. So I'm saying,